And good morning, high school football fans. Welcome to the High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you with a first round of the playoffs edition of the High School Sports Roundup. Christian, y'all turkeyed up and whatnot, get plenty of dressing and whatever you want to call it. Yeah, okay.
It's dressing.
All the other great stuff, I mean...
Yeah, PJ is great.
You have plenty of that?
I ate pie, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole. Didn't eat anything that was that violated a turkey. Didn't eat anything like that. You know, bread where bread gotcha. Wasn't meant to go.
Right.
I know that's what you like to eat.
But. Well, I mean, no, not even that. It's just, I don't know. We just call it stuffing. Dressing is what you put on salads.
You're gonna get a fight with not me, but there's
just I'm just saying
I'm gonna feel like we're gonna hear like a rumbling in the studio.
It's semantics, right?
We're gonna get a phone call.
It's just semantics.
It's not
man.
Semantics. PJ.
It's exactly what it is.
Stuffing is exactly what it sounds like, where you stuff it where it's not supposed to go.
Stuffing is the stuff that you would put in a turkey, but then you look at it and you're like, nah, I'm just gonna eat it. So that's it's still stuffing. You just don't actually stuff it.
Sure, that's dressing.
I'll say that like. I can't wait to talk about these high school football games, not only from last night, but looking forward to today. But I do want to mention, Thanksgiving was fantastic, had a lot of great food and whatnot. My family almost committed a cardinal sin, though, because we normally go to our other family's house, family member's house, and they prepare everything. We did it at home this year for obvious reasons, and I you know, discussed it with my parents. Well, what do you guys have? You know, should I bring anything? Blah, blah. And they were like, no, just come on. We have all this. And I'm like, what about for desserts? And there was no pumpkin anything.
Wow. Well, so I mean, like, honestly.
No, I had to
honestly,
do something. I had to grab something.
Honestly, not a huge deal because in the South, it's more sweet potato pie than anything.
I have
or sweet potato souffle.
Yeah, I have the sweet potato casserole with the dinner itself.
Sweet potato casserole.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing, but you eat it with the dinner. Well,
you eat sweet potato souffle with dinner. With the marshmallows on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. But so I don't want more sweet potato stuff after.
And the sweet potato pie is superior to pumpkin pie, but that's a different conversation for a different
day. It might be superior, but I've already had it. Anyway.
Are you saying you can have too many sweet potatoes?
I've never had sweet potato pie, but anyway. Yeah, some big games from last night, but you know, we secured the pumpkin. Don't worry about that. We secured the pumpkin on Thursday. And we were able to do that. But some great games last night, some big wins by Savannah and Hilton Head area schools to move forward into the second round of the GHSA playoffs. And some big games looking forward to today as well as some classifications got moved on to Saturday, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But Richmond Hill, the Wildcats, able to get the victory over Lakeside Evans last night, 56-0, rolling through that ball game, and three out of the four teams there in Region 2-6A were able to get the victories. Glen Academy, the one seed, got the win over Grovetown, 42-3. It was Brunswick High over Alcovey, 41-6. The lone team to lose in Region 2-6A. Statesboro falling to Evans 42-21. Also last night, Crisp County gets the victory over Windsor Forest 35-0, ending the night's season there. But as we talked about last week, Crisp County, a very good football team. They didn't lose a lot from last year. No. We saw them last year against Jenkins in the semifinals. So a solid team there, and the Knights of Windsor Forest to fall there last night. Same region there, Upson Lee gets the victory over Southeast Bullock, 31-13. It was Central Macon defeating Liberty County at 14-6. Also last night, Metter gets the victory over Turner, 22-19, stays undefeated for the Metter Tigers there. McIntosh County Academy falling to Clinch County in overtime, 23-17. And also last night, the Hornets of Savannah Country Day, man, they battled to the end. They fall to Whitfield Academy, though, 27-21. Culminating an interesting season there for the Hornets as they start off kind of tough. A lot of COVID issues and some tough losses to begin the year. Once they got everything settled, really started to look good, especially in region play. And then, again, they battle right to the end as they kind of have in every game this season and fall to Whitfield Academy 27-21. Savannah Christian off this week, got that first round bye. Landmark Christian forfeited their game against Calvary due to COVID reasons, so Calvary will look forward to next week. Also, today. You notice no 4A updates there, that because the 4A classification moved to Saturday due to the GHSA not having enough officials available to have all the games last night. So today, look out for number 4, Troop County at number 1, Benedictine. That game at 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium, and a doubleheader at Memorial Stadium today, as well as at 4 o'clock, the Island Sharks will host the 3-seed Hardaway. So look forward to that there if you're in Savannah. New Hampstead going on the road to take on LaGrange this evening, and Jenkins going to be on the road at Carver out of Columbus. So some big games to look forward to today. So we'll kind of have an interesting show for you, if it hasn't been interesting enough already, as we'll look back at some big games from last night, obviously some wins and some tough losses, but we'll also look forward to tonight's game and have tonight's games and have a couple coaches on from tonight's games to look forward to those matchups here this evening. But Christian, we start there in the 6A classification. Richmond Hill really able to dominate and control the game over Lakeside Evans, and not necessarily surprised about that. 2-8 Lakeside Evans coming to town, and Richmond Hill able to just handle their business, though, right? Really click from the start of the game, from start to finish, and move on into the second round.
Yeah, just a quick update for you, slight correction, PJ, and this might have been corrected again just because how crazy this has been. Islands, according to their official page, starting at 2,
gotcha. Okay.
2 o'clock this afternoon. So if you want to get out to Memorial Stadium, I mean, do the doubleheader, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You got Islands playing at 2, and then Benedictine coming in a little bit later. I think Benedictine might even have slid up to like the 6 o'clock slot after that.
Possibly,
but still,
yeah.
Just do the doubleheader, buy the tickets. Sit there and watch two really good games in a really good classification. But yeah, Richmond Hill 42-0 at halftime, and they had a bye week coming into this one. So you had a bye week and then Thanksgiving and then this game. So I know Matt LaZon, those guys itching to get back out there and play football. And we've said it, man. I think out of the three teams that won out of that region, Richmond Hill looked the cleanest and they looked the most dialed in. And a lot of that probably had to do with the bye week. A lot of that probably had to do with the fact that they weren't overly excited to be the 2-seed right now. And they're kind of, since that Glenn Academy loss, out there proving that this is a team that wants to get back to where they were last year, which is the semifinals, and get past that and go play in Atlanta. So, yeah, really impressed with what they were able to do. And it wasn't anything different than what we've seen from Richmond Hill all year, where it's we're going to hand the football to number 1 and let him work. And that's exactly what Ashad Roberson did last night, scoring a bunch of touchdowns for them, and really an overmatched Lakeside Evans team in a region that was pretty overmatched here, and one that had been hit pretty hard with COVID and teams not being able to play. I think Heritage might have actually been the 3-seed from this region, but because they were only able to play 4 games, they weren't able to compete in the playoffs. So Lakeside Evans travels to Richmond Hill. But I know the Wildcats had to be excited to get back out there, and just credit to Matt LaZotte and what he's been able to do, because this is a team, like I said, before the season started, their goal was to, A, repeat as region champs, which they're co-region champs, so technically check, and then their goal was to make it back to the semifinals and get past that into the state championship. And I think it started a lineup for them, because they got the running game, they got the quarterback, and that defense is nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of go through the checkpoints and the check marks there for Richmond Hill, and you got everything you would want from a high-level football team, from a team that you believe can make a march deep into the playoffs. And we'll hear from Matt LaZotte, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, in just a few minutes here on the high school sports
roundup.
Get
emotional over there.
Yeah, for sure. I so excited about all these teams being able to move forward. But, definitely hear from him. And like you said, so many solid football players there for Richmond Hill, and playing so well right now, too. Have really seen them develop, and we heard from Coach LaZotte after the Glenn Academy loss that there was going to be a brand new focus, a brand new fire there with this team, and they've shown that over the past few weeks, and with the big wins that they've gotten, and able to really cross their T's, dot their I's there last night against Lakeside Evans. Funny, Tyler Coleman only 4 of 7 there last night with just over 80 yards. You talk about Roberson, he has about 50, 60 yards last night rushing, but that's because they went out early in the game, really in the first half, because they were already winning and already had that game in control by a large margin. So just talks about not only their star players, but also the guys they have around them there at Richmond Hill to control that ball game last night. And as you said, all three of these teams that split the region championship had solid nights. Richmond Hill probably executed the best, but still Glen Academy 42-3 over Grovetown, Brunswick High 41-6 over Alcovia. So some solid big wins there for the 6A schools. Moving forward into the second round.
Yeah, and again, Richmond Hill 42-0 at half. I think they're up 21-0 in the first quarter, like really fast.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm curious to hear from Coach Lazat is another interception for Tyler Coleman. And again, once you get into the playoffs and you see the opponent that you're playing, Rocky Hidalgo said this about an hour ago with us, PJ, you can't hide the team that you're playing from your team. And so if they know that they are a superior team, maybe not quite as mentally dialed in, and I'm just curious to hear what he had to say about the interception. Because a lot of times it can just be a tip ball, it can be the quarterback misreading something, a wide receiver running the wrong route. Curious as to what he had to say, but I think what makes him so dangerous is when Tyler Coleman's on, they're an extremely dangerous football team. If he has a tough night and he has to just turn around and hand the football off, they're an extremely dangerous football team. And if he has a bad night, they can go to the Wildcat. And they're an extremely dangerous football team. So really just so many options for this Richmond Hill team. And you don't want to put it on one guy because Tyler Coleman has been a great quarterback for them. But it's just that the turnovers is what has to worry you if you're a head coach. And I know something that he's going to want to correct Matt Lazat as he gets into practice this week.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we'll, like we said, we'll hear from Coach Lazat about that here in a few minutes. And certainly looking forward to that. One of the other big games of the night, as we mentioned, Savannah Country Day falls to Whitfield Academy 27-21. And this is a ball club that had an up and down year for sure, but still some young talent on that football team. Basically, all those skill position players that we always talk about with Savannah Country Day will be back on next year's team. And that offense, defensive line that of course, through graduation and from COVID issues and whatnot, was kind of just kind of pounded by several different things this year. They'll be back. And they'll be developing into next year, too. So Savannah Country Day, a tough situation to be out of the playoffs so early, but I know you look forward to a full year of a full, hopefully normal offseason to develop into next year with a lot of guys that you'll be keeping on that roster.
Yeah, and again, like you said, just an up-and-down season for them, not by their own doing, right? Yep. Just COVID situations, constantly having to deal with schedule changes and adapting on the fly for Savannah Country Day there. So a tough way to end the season, but they're a team I think will be back stronger next year. I mean, how awesome is it to see Barry Kleinpeter getting sacks and throwing touchdowns? I mean,
right.
Curious to see what that looks like next year as well. So a really strong football team, disappointing end to the season. But again, just resiliency all the way through. I know that entire coaching staff and entire community around Country Day just has to be proud that they were able to do what they did.
No doubt. Now, I think you can say the same thing with Windsor Forest last night and throughout this season. They start off playing a game there the first week of the season with only 2 or 3 days of practice after having COVID issues and whatnot, still put together a 6-1 football season. Fall last night to Crisp County. Really, you just run into a buzzsaw with the matchup, and they played as well as they could with their regular season schedule, but due to not being able to play Southeast Bullock and Liberty County, and I think we saw what could have happened with Windsor Forest, I think very easily could have been a 1 seed there moving into the playoffs, but with the games that you had to forfeit, end up being the 3 seed and running into Crisp County. So a tough one there for the Knights, but I know they'll look forward to having a lot of guys back in, coming into next year as well. But looking forward to a big show. As we said, Matt Lazat going to be joining us here on the show. Also, the 2 games tonight that are in Savannah, their head coaches will join us here on the program with Deshaun Printup of the Island Sharks previewing the matchup against Hardaway, and Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, previewing the matchup with Troop County tonight there in Memorial Stadium. But we'll come back and chat with Matt Lazat, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, defeating Lakeside Evans last night 56-0 and advancing into the second round of the playoffs. That's when we come back here on the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, and ESPNCoastal.com. And welcome back. It's High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you. Richmond Hill, they get the victory over Lakeside Evans last night, 56-0. It was Glen Academy with the 42-3 victory over Grovetown, and Brunswick High defeating Alcovia 41-6. Statesboro falls to Evans there, 42-21. Windsor Forest falls to Crisp County as well, 35-0. Upson Lee gets the victory over Southeast Bullock, 31-13, and Liberty County falls to Central Macon, 14-6. It was Savannah Country Day falling to Whitfield Academy last night, 27-21, and Clinch County gets the victory over McIntosh County Academy in overtime, 23-17. But as we mentioned, Richmond Hill able to come out, get a commanding victory over Lakeside Evans last night, 56-0, punching their ticket and moving forward into the second round of the 6A playoffs. Matt Lizotte, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, joins us here on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach Lizotte, great to have you on. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Feeling good after a post-Turkey Day victory, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to get that first victory of the playoffs. Like you said, have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and then look forward to a big victory there against Lakeside Evans. And Coach, and we've been kind of talking about it all morning. In a day and age where I know you have technology all around, you have guys that can look up, you know, how the other team's doing and their record and all that other stuff. But you guys still able to come out, command the game, control the game, and get the victory over Lakeside Evans, 56-0.
Well, I think the entire year, one of the things that when you're building a program, okay, I'm so proud of our guys. This is third year in a row that we've been in the second round of the playoffs. We're in uncharted territory as far as program-wise, as far as Richmond Hill football is concerned. You know, doing some things that have never been done before, and I'm extremely proud of our guys. When you start playing good football, one of the things that you have to coach your guys to do is not play down to an opponent, okay? Especially when winning is new, and so guys, when they get used to and they start competing at a high level and winning, sometimes you can see an opponent because our guys, when they watch film a little bit differently than they did 3 years ago, and they're able to see. You can't sugarcoat it. You know, I didn't stand up in front of our team and say, man, it's going to be a tough game. You know, they're gonna be able to do this and that. I'm like, no, we're better than them. We're a lot better than them. And if it's not one sided, then it's a disappointment to our performance. And our guys, the challenge has been not playing down to an opponent that we're better than. And I think our guys have handled that tremendously. We've done a better job of doing that than we have in years past. And it was clearly evident last night. You know, we dressed 81 guys, and I believe 76 of the guys played in the game. And the reason the other guys didn't play is because there wasn't enough time with the running clock in the second half to get them on the field. So, you know, it was a great night for the Wildcats, great night for our program, great experience for everybody to play in the game. Well, Thanksgiving week and prepare Thanksgiving week is just there's something about it that creates tremendous memories.
And, Coach, able to jump out to a lead really fast, up 21-0 in the first quarter, and then go up 42-0 before halftime. And really, when this game broke open, it was Kenyon Hunter, a pick six for him, and he scored on the ground and on that pick six. Part of that dual-headed monster you have in the backfield as well. Really big performance from a guy you're going to need as you make this playoff run.
Yeah, and Kenyon's probably the best all-around player in the area. I don't know of anybody that dominates both sides of the ball the way he does at the level in which he does now. And you know, we played some of the toughest opponents in the state, and he's performed. You know, it hadn't been against local talent or small schools. He gets his game on. He creates. He utilizes every opportunity that he has when we need a play. He's the guy that makes it, and he's a tremendous ball player. And you know, I very blessed to have him. The guy just he prepares well. He watches film. He practices hard. He knows when to take a chance and when not to. And when you can balance that as a player, there's something very special about that, and that's why I tell all the college coaches. I'm like, you know, he's short. He's shorter, but he plays tall. He plays like he's 6 foot tall, but the best part about him is his football savviness and his football IQ. He knows when to go in for to rip the ball out to create a takeaway, and knows when to get the ball on the ground. You know, he had a couple tackles for loss last night, and you don't see very many defensive backs having tackles for loss, but he's able to time up what he does with what they're doing because he's such a student of the game.
Matt Lizotte, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. And Coach, obviously, all year we've kind of talked about Ashad Robinson, what he's been able to do on the ground, and have another big night as he was in the game last night. I know got pulled there in the second half for some relief, but not only him last night, able to spread it around quite a bit in the running game, even in the first half. Isaiah Allen with a touchdown run for the Wildcats. You have Jordan Clark catching a touchdown pass from Tyler Coleman. Again, like we said, Kenyon Hunter able to run it in on the ground too. If you want to make a deep run in the playoffs, and I know you know, got to be able to spread the ball around, can't just have one guy, and that was on full display last night, being able to have a lot of different players making huge plays, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I told Ashad. Ashad's carried the ball and carried the load for us a good bit. And early in the week, I knew we were going to win, and we were going to win big, and I told him his night was going to be short. And the only reason we put him in the second half was to pull him out of the game to recognize our seniors. So we put our seniors in the game, and we pulled them out two, three at a time to give them recognition in front of our fans in what could possibly be the last home game of the season, and that was pretty special. But that's really the only reason he played in the second half, to be honest with you. And Isaiah Allen broke his wrist a while back, and he's been in a cast 6-7 weeks and got it off last week. Or got it off on Wednesday, and we were trying to get him back in the mode of playing offense and getting him back in the groove of things, and so it was nice to get him going. He didn't skip a beat. You know, we were able to rip some stuff with his cast on to keep his eye discipline going and keep that training going. But tough to throw the ball when you got a cast on your right hand, but he started ripping that thing in pregame. I was like, adrenaline's an amazing thing, isn't it? And he was like, yes, sir. And we're really hitting stride. We're feeling healthy. We're healthy. We're feeling good about where we're at, and excited about the opportunity that we have to go against a team like Westlake. I mean, that I don't. You guys probably know better than I do. Just there's not a more heavily recruited team in the state of Georgia than Westlake High School, and for the platform for our guys to go and play and compete against these guys is going to be tremendous.
And Coach, going back to the game last night, I know being a head coach, one of the most delicate things you can do is managing a starting quarterback, because those guys are just under such immense pressure, especially at the level of football you guys are competing at week in and week out. I think Tyler Coleman has done an excellent job. That being said, we have seen the turnover bug start to creep in a little bit towards the end of the season. What have your conversations been like with him? Is it just, look, keep going out there and executing and stay within the game plan, or are you guys trying to fix something as you head deeper into the playoffs?
Hey, you know, the problem that he's had is he's made his mind up in the huddle where he's going with the ball before the ball snapped, and that was evident last night. You know, on the first play, we turned the ball over. It was a complete miss by him, and he was just trying to take a shot with the momentum, with us getting a turnover right there at the beginning of the game. He was trying to flip it, and man, you know, that's what gunslingers do. But also when you're able to. We're starting to take some more shots with our guys and put ourselves in some situations to be able to do some things, and that's a little more risky. I don't know if it's something that needs to be corrected, but we're just going to continue to stay within it. There's always room for improvement at that position. Every single game, it's tough to find 32 guys in the NFL, and so when you're doing it at a high school level, you're always trying to improve and trying to throw balls. We missed a couple opportunities last night, even with our backup Ty Goldrick in to really have some great passes and complete some good balls. And you know that's why you practice the game. That's why you show up on Monday through Thursday and you rep stuff and you try to get better at the skills and the trade and. We're proud of where we're at. We're proud of the job that Tyler's done managing the game. He's been a tremendous point guard in our offense, distributing the ball amongst our players, and that's all we ask of them.
Absolutely. Matt Lizotte, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. Richmond Hill gets the 56-0 victory over Lakeside Evans last night. Now they look forward to a big one against Westlake on the road next week, and we'll certainly look forward to that one from Richmond Hill and Westlake. But Matt Lizotte, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach Lizotte, really appreciate it. Great having you on this evening. Congratulations on the win last night and opening off the playoffs with a bunch of momentum, but best of luck as you look forward to Westlake next week as well.
On to round two, build the hill.
That's it. We'll keep on watching it here from ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, for sure, to see how far Richmond Hill is able to go, especially big ball game next week in the second round with Westlake. Coach, really appreciate it. Matt Lizotte, head coach of the Richmond Hill Wildcats, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. So big win there last night, efficient victory, I think, as you mentioned. Got to pay attention to those turnovers, no doubt, especially as you get deeper and deeper into the playoffs. And Coach Lizotte said it right there. You have a good, really solid program that now Richmond Hill has to go on the road against there at Westlake. So quite the ball game coming up for Richmond Hill here in round two.
Yeah, and PJ, we saw it last year when Jenkins went and took on Crisp in the semifinals in 3A. When a quarterback comes out of the huddle and he's pressing, then a lot of times first read is going to be the guy he trusts the most. Yeah. And whether that's Jordan Clark for Tyler Coleman or if it's Ashad Roberson out of the backfield, if your quarterback's determining where he's going to throw the football before he even takes a snap or when he's turning out from the huddle, it's not what you're looking for. And that is probably one of the things that Evans was keying on. And again, as you play teams like Westlake as you move forward into the playoffs, and we saw it against Glenn Academy a couple times, if he doesn't throw one or two of those picks, then Richmond Hill region champ hosting playoff games at least until the semifinals. So again, you don't want to put it on one guy because one play does not determine a game, but it's something that I know Lizotte wants to correct. And so I think he's going to get with his quarterback and say, hey, look, the kind of offense we run, they know we're going to be pounding the football. So this box is going to be stacked. You got to read your linebackers. They run some RPO stuff. That linebacker steps up. Then you slip it behind them, but you can't stare down the receiver the whole way. A lot of times, the most paralyzing thing you can do as a quarterback is stare at the defender because then he just kind of sits there, knees start shaking a little bit like, oh, why is he looking at me like that?
Right.
So if you're staring at the middle linebacker, you cause him to freeze, and then you dump it off. And again, if you're going to take a shot like that, okay, where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Right? Don't leave it to the field side. Make sure you're putting it on the boundary. If you have guys like Jordan Clark who can go up and catch the football like that, okay, put it on his back shoulder. Let him go up and sky for the ball. Just leave the options of the turnover off the table. So if you're going to take a shot, there are safe ways to take shots. And again, Tyler Coleman ain't getting benched. This guy has been their starting quarterback for so long now. He's won so many football games.
Yeah.
And like Matt Lizotte said, even if he doesn't throw the football, his execution just inside the offense is so important with the handoffs, getting guys set up, knowing where the play is going. He's one of the more crucial parts of this team. But if they want to feature him, there's small things you have to work on, but those small things get put under a microscope when you start playing better football teams, and those better football teams start saying, you want to throw the football and you want to put it in the middle of the field, okay, you're going to have to throw it over a linebacker in between a safety. Let's see if you can do that.
Yeah.
Or, hey, we're going to put eight in the box to stop the run, and we're going to go one-on-one and say our guys are better than your guys. Can you throw your receivers open? So that's just the reality of playing big-time high school football, and that's something Tyler Coleman's going to have to deal with. I have no doubt that Richmond Hill coaching staff will have them ready to go for next week.
Absolutely, because like you said, one play can't determine a football game, but it can certainly change one.
For sure.
And turn one around for sure. So we'll see how Richmond Hill is able to progress and look forward to Westlake coming up next week. But you talk about looking forward to some big games. Still some games in round one still left to be played. Benedictine tonight taking on Troup County, Hardaway at Islands, New Hampstead at LaGrange, and Jenkins at Carver out of Columbus. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Island Sharks as they host Hardaway at 2 o'clock at Memorial Stadium. We'll hear from Deshaun Printup, head coach of the Island Sharks, here on the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app and ESPNCoastal.com. Welcome back. It's High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you this morning. Looking forward to some big games later tonight here in the Savannah Hilton Head area. Benedictine will be hosting Troup County Islands will be hosting Hardaway. LaGrange going to be on the road. I mean, New Hampstead, excuse me, going to be on the road at LaGrange. Jenkins on the road at Carver out of Columbus. But as we mentioned, doubleheader at Memorial Stadium, the first of that doubleheader, Islands hosting Hardaway. And joining us now, the head coach of the Island Sharks football team, Deshaun Printup, here on the High School Sports Roundup. Coach Printup, great to have you on. Thank you for coming on. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning, PJ. Just need this weather to let up a little bit, and I'll be doing a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully everything will clear up before the Island Sharks are able to get on the field with Hardaway here this evening. And, Coach, you move into the first round of the playoffs. I know it's interesting moving the game to Saturday due to everything going on with the GHSA, but you also move into this game a great year for the Island Sharks altogether. You lose that first game of the year against Windsor Forest last week, and I know a tough one there, a hard battle all the way to the end. How have your guys responded to that as they move forward and shake it off and look forward to the playoffs?
DJ, I have to say that loss, it helped us way more than it hurt us. The guys came in this week a lot more focused, watching a lot more film than they have been previous weeks. So I think that loss, it really opened our eyes and helped us out heading into the playoffs.
And, Coach, quickly, can you update us on Demonte? How's he doing?
He's doing great. He still has a little bit of swelling in his eye. He's hoping that next week he'll be able to come back. He can actually open his eye now, so that's a plus. So everything's looking great. He's expecting to come back next week.
Yeah, first things first, got to take care of round one of the playoffs here, Coach. And PJ and I were talking about this earlier. Two things you always have to be able to do to win football games in the playoffs. You have to be able to run the football, and you have to be able to play solid defense, especially up front. And with guys like Donovan Davalar, Bubba Chisholm on the other side, you got to feel pretty confident that you guys are going to be able to do that going into round one.
Yes, I'm very confident in our guys. Like I said, they prepared very well this week, and our defense has been strong all year, stopping the run. Last week against Windsor, I think that was the most yards that we've given up all year. And the biggest thing with that, we was getting the penetration, we just weren't making the tackle. So we worked on tackling a little bit more this week, broke it down a little bit more, fundamentals. So I think this week our defense, they have something to prove, man. They're playing with a chip on their shoulder. And like you said, establishing the run game, yeah. Our offensive line, they've been practicing really hard this week. So I think we should be able to come out and do those two things, and I think we will, like you said, it will be very beneficial for us.
Deshaun Printup, head coach of the Island Sharks, joining us here on the High School Sports Roundup. They're looking forward to a big matchup there in the first round of the playoffs, hosting Hardaway at Memorial Stadium later today. And Coach, talk to us about Hardaway. What do they bring to the table? What have you guys had to prepare for this week?
Those same two things that Kitchen just said. They're a very physical run team, and they're very good up front. So we had to go a lot of best on best this week and give our guys a good look. So, yeah, they're very physical up front. They have a good offensive line. They're very coached up, and they're running backs. They run hard. They're shorter in stature, and they're stocky guys, and they run behind their pads. So they bring the boom when they come. So that's the biggest thing that we've had to prepare for. If we stop the run, I think that's going to benefit us drastically. So that's what we've really been focusing on, is stopping those run plays that they like to run.
Coach, what are you looking for out of your quarterback today, Jaden Adams? I know he's been a guy, obviously can do with his legs, has a big arm as well, but I know you've been around football long enough. Sometimes you get into these big games, Saturday, fans in the stands, and you start pressing a little bit. What are the conversations you've had with your quarterback?
The main conversation that I've had with him all week, man, is forget about what happened last week. Okay, that's behind us, and we got to focus on the bigger picture. Play your game, manage the game like you have been doing all year, and don't try to do anything that you haven't done. Play to your strengths. You're a running guy. You're a throwing guy. So play to those strengths, man. Trust your receivers. Put the ball out there and let them guys make plays. We have some big play guys, and we have to trust them. And that's the biggest thing I've stressed on this week, and he's been doing a great job in practice.
Talking to Deshaun Printup, head coach of the Island Sharks here on the High School Sports Roundup. They look forward to Hardaway, first round of the playoffs here later today in Memorial Stadium. And Coach, as you mentioned, I got to be able to trust those guys on the outside. Now you've had three or four that have been able to consistently make some big plays throughout the year. Do you feel like they have an opportunity today to hit some long plays down the sideline and down the field in the passing game against this Hardaway defense?
Yes, sir. We might not be able to take the top off of it like we would like to because they play cover three, a lot of cover three stuff. So, but, yeah, I think those guys are going to have a big game today. They're polishing up on those routes, those intermediate routes and things like that. And yeah, we plan on sticking to our game plan, man. And that's always run first and pass second. So those guys are prepared. They've been blocking very well this week in practice. So I think all around expecting big games out of all four of those guys.
And, Coach, I know for most teams playing on a Saturday, probably weird, but just Savannah area kids know, man, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whenever they tell us we're going to play, we're going to play. How, if at all, did it being on Saturday change y'all's practice schedule and change what you guys did this week?
Basically, playing on Saturday helped us because that way I gave the guys Thanksgiving off. There's a few guys that were stressing about going to see family in different parts, and I also had to go travel to see family, so it worked out. We planned to play on Saturday the whole time because BC was going to play Friday at Memorial. We were going to play Saturday. So we didn't really have to change up too much. But, yeah, we came in Monday through Wednesday, had three great days of practice. Then yesterday we came in, did a walkthrough, watched a little film. And, yeah, I think it benefits drastically for us to play on Saturday. It's helped us a lot.
Deshaun Printup, head coach of the Island Sharks, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. The Sharks host Hardaway later today there at Memorial Stadium, and certainly looking forward to this first round matchup and first game of the doubleheader there from Memorial later today. But Coach Printup, great to have you on. Best of luck as you look forward to today and the rest of the playoffs as well, and we'll be checking in with you and talking again very soon.
All right, thank you, PJ. Thanks, Christian, for having me.
I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you. Deshaun Printup, head coach of the Island Sharks, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. We'll come back. Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, going to join us. They host Troup County in Memorial tonight as well.
Benedictine.
Yeah, I thought I'd...
Not Benedictine.
Okay, my
bad.
I yelled at. 99% of the time, I say Benedictine. Sorry about that. I slipped up there. I got to chug some more coffee. My bad. We'll come back, talk about the Cadets with Coach Britt here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. Welcome back. It's High School Sports Roundup here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton at the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. PJ Zucco, Christian Gokel here with you on the High School Sports Roundup. And Benedictine getting set to host Troup County later tonight at Memorial Stadium. Danny Britt, the head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, joining us here on the High School Sports Roundup to look forward to that matchup this evening. Coach Britt, great to have you. And going to look forward to having you guys back on the field finally. And how you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back on the field. It's been almost 30 days since we played a football game.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And I know... looking forward to tonight taking on Troup County. And I know that there might be some rust and whatnot to shake off, but then again, I'm sure you guys can't wait to hit the field again and take on someone other than themselves. How do you feel like that has affected the team, being off for so long? And can you see it in practices and things like that? How do you feel like your guys have responded to having to be off for that long?
Yeah, I think some of that's going to kind of yet to be determined. We'll see tonight when it gets, you know, live and in color. But I'm proud of the guys and how they've responded. With the exception of maybe one or two practices kind of in the middle there, they've responded very well, practiced with great, you know, pace and intensity and have done really well. And then this week you could tell there was a fire, you know, kind of fire in the belly, realizing that they get to play a game this week.
Hey, Coach, Troup County coming to town, and a team, man, that was like a play away from maybe hosting a playoff game, but now hitting the road as a four seed, but a dangerous four seed at that, Coach, a team that can run the football and play solid defense.
Yeah, definitely not a good draw for us, and I know, Christian, we talked about that earlier in the week. They are a good football team. Could be argued the best football team in that region. They had just lost a game early. Then kind of lost out on the tiebreaker. So they lose in the last second of the game in the region championship game that they had led the entire time and then fall because of the tiebreaker all the way to fourth, which stinks for them. It stinks for us that we have to play a very, very quality team here in the first round.
Talking with Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets here on the High School Sports Roundup and hosting Troup County later tonight in Memorial Stadium. And Coach has said, a talented football team on both sides of the ball. Let's start defensively, though. What's most important to do defensively to slow them down this evening, to get them uncomfortable with what they want to do?
Yeah, we're going to have to get off blocks and make plays, certainly from the linebacker safety positions. And just make plays and get stops. We can't allow them to continue to move the chains. We're going to have to get stops and give our offense the football. Anytime I give our offense football, I feel pretty good about what's going to happen.
And Coach, this is true in any football game, but especially in a game where if you lose, you're done. Can't let mistakes compound. And so you have a really good quarterback. You have all kinds of talented guys on offense. They're a team that's going to score some points. What have the conversations been like about that with the offensive personnel and with your offensive staff?
Yeah, just to make sure that we make the most of every opportunity we get. That definitely, as far as withholding, to make sure that, if a play's dead, if a play's bad, just get us back to zero. Don't try to force something and throw a pick. Don't try to do anything crazy. Get us back to the line of scrimmage. Let's line up and do it again.
Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, joining us here on the High School Sports Roundup, hosting Troup County here later today. And, Coach, I know, as you mentioned, when you get the ball back in your offense's hands, you always feel good about it and very confident in your offense's ability because of all the playmakers you have all around and even on that offensive line. But with what Troup County brings to the table defensively, where do you feel like you guys can make some big plays, some positive plays on offense tonight?
Well, they are good. They all move well, play very solid defense. They you can tell that they're well coached and they're not going to give you anything. You're going to have to take it. So it depends on kind of what they're giving us. We always feel good about, our athletes in space with, Trent and Justin and Quan and those guys. So I think we're going to be able to make some plays there with those guys, and hopefully LaShawn can have a big night between the tackles as well.
Yeah, you guys find out the game's moved to Saturday earlier in the week, and breaking the news to the players, when you said, hey, guys, we need to talk, they thought maybe you were talking about something else.
Yeah, definitely. I found out that Georgia High School, we practice during Thanksgiving. We always practice early in the mornings. That's what the kids like to do. So that they have the rest of their day to do things they enjoy, and that's fine. And so we were practicing Monday morning, and I'm getting blown up by all kind of people and finally get a call from Georgia High School saying that they are indeed going to move the game to Saturday. So as soon as I got to a breaking point, I bring the team together, and normally that's not a big deal. They're just, waiting to receive whatever instruction. I said, hey, guys, I need to talk to you, and the look on their faces was unbelievable And I said, no, it's not that bad. So they just were anticipating, somebody else canceling, not being able to play. And then I said, hey, it's moved to Saturday. They were like, hey, we'll take that as long as we can play. So, it puts things into perspective, I think, this year. Normally, moving them Friday to Saturday would have been, just such a big deal. And they're like, fine, whatever, as long as we can play the game.
Absolutely. As long as you can get back on the football field and play an opponent, and especially in the first round of the playoffs, all good with that change, no doubt. But Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. Benedictine hosting Troup County later tonight at Memorial Stadium. Coach, great talking with you here this morning. Thanks for coming on the show, and best of luck as you prepare for Troup County tonight.
Thank you so much for having me once again, guys.
And no problem, Coach. Thank you for coming on. Danny Britt, head coach of the Benedictine Cadets, our guest here on the High School Sports Roundup. So some big games in Savannah and out of Savannah tonight for New Hampstead, Jenkins, Islands, and Benedictine. Be sure to check out social media or go to those games. Support these high school football teams in these big playoff games this evening. For Christian Gokel, I am PJ Zucco. This has been the High School Sports Roundup on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, the ESPN app, ESPNCoastal.com. Remember, we go as far as the teams go, so be sure to tune in every single week here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. But hope you have a fantastic weekend, and God bless.